We are more than just leathers. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today, fast moving show. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it. The second half hour of hour number three here on this Wednesday, January 10th edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. On topic, as usual, text message from Downstate Kim. And I'm sorry, I'm not going to keep this off the record, because you bring up a very valid point. And this has happened to me. So that's why I am going to state it on the radio. She says, I hate, in capital letters, I hate door knocking. Probably has to do with asking for a certain voter at the door. And his wife stood there and told me he had been dead for over a year. It was awful. Absolutely understand 100% because of that question, asking for that individual, you just bring back all the pain and the memory of that person not being in their lives. I totally get it. But you have to understand that that's life. And they miss that person. She misses her husband. Absolutely understand it, and it's raw, it's fresh. He only passed away a year ago. Ma'am, I am so sorry. I have records here. I'm canvassing, and I can fix the record. I can identify that your husband has passed away. But, you know, it kind of brings to light a problem we have in our state, and I know you don't want to hear this, but I'm just here to give information. To your deceased husband, obviously he's not here. I want to share it with you, and then I'll be on my way. Is that okay? Because here's the fact. I have him on this walking list because he's on the qualified voter file. She may not even know what the list is. She may not even understand what a qualified voter file is. She may not even understand that this is tracked usually by voting records that are kept at the clerk's office, usually at your local city, township, or village, as well as the county clerk. And these are government lists where people that do the census, people that want to provide services. We have Antrim County, a very elderly population. The Commission on Aging. They actually have Meals on Wheels. Food available for delivery to citizens in our county. And I found out in going there with Vicky, when I turned 65, I had to sign up for Medicare, get my supplement, that whole process. Well, guess what? I was told back by the bathrooms where I was going and came out of the meeting to go to the bathroom, I saw two ladies in the kitchen talking. And she said, again, today, we've got like 100 and some meals that we can't use, we can't deliver because the seniors don't know about it. It's a list. Qualified voters list, Commission on Aging, helping seniors get meals. They can't even get out right now to go to the grocery store to buy food. They're trapped in their house. They have nobody to shovel their driveway, to clear off the car. This is all part of the process. This is human life. You have to get over that fear of rejection or the pain that you caused that widow. You need to overcome it. And one thing else that you make an absolutely great point about, how much did that impact you? You said this happened back in 2018. This is 2024. That was 6 years ago. This has been bothering you. You've been carrying this burden, thinking about that woman asking for her dead husband at the door. And I'm sure she may have broke down and started crying and you triggered it and it was your fault. I totally get it. She said it was bad records. That is usually the problem. See, that's why we canvass, to correct the records. She said she wasn't a senior and also not even eligible to vote. Doesn't matter. You can now document it. Get them off that walking list. If she's not even eligible to vote, she's not a citizen or whatever, and the gentleman that you were asking for has died, get that to the clerk. We've got to clean up these qualified voter files. I'm still wishing that we had spent last year, 2023, in a non-election year, throwing the qualified voter files in the garbage. If I was governor of the state of Michigan, I would mandate through legislative action of the state reps and the state senators to bring to my desk getting rid of the current qualified voter file. Throw it all in the trash. We have no records of anybody in this state. In a non-election year, if you live here and you're a citizen and you can provide a birth certificate proving that you're a U.S. citizen and you have the right to vote, you have to re-register. We get rid of all the dead people. We get rid of all the people who no longer live in our state. We create a brand new, fresh, clean slate of qualified voters in that file. That's what it's called, a QVF, qualified voter file. Talk to your clerk and ask for it. Canvas your township. Get the qualified voter file for your township, your city, your village. Make it a mission that you and your wife or buddy or friend or somebody, I recommend you do this in groups of two. Don't go doing this by yourself. Knock doors with two people. And ask them, according to the qualified voter file, these are the following names at this address that are registered to vote. Is this list accurate? God, no. Those people moved out of here. We bought the house from them 5 years ago. They don't even live here anymore. Really? Robert, his wife, Vicky, these are the people listed here. They're not here? No. We bought the house from them. Well, I'm sorry. At this address, I don't even have your name. You can get rid of the people that moved and add the real people that are there and say, ma'am, I will fix this with the clerk's office, the qualified voter file. I will do this for you. They'll probably thank you. That is amazing. I get absentee applications for people that lived in our house when it was originally built. And both of them are dead. Of course, we shred them and put them through the shredder. Unbelievable. Well, getting back to the MERS news story, I want to get this in for Michael. He's listening. Michigan's Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission has until February 2nd to produce an electoral map for the Michigan House for public comment. The order from the three-judge panel of the U.S. District Court also denied the Detroit voters' request for special Senate elections in 2024. The court will issue a formal opinion relating to the Senate, but the party should be aware as of now that they must be focused on the House districts. For this year's election of 2024, ordered U.S. District Judge Paul L. Maloney. The order came as a result of April 23rd candidate filing deadlines that are fast approaching. April 23rd, just found out in that story right there, we know when we have to file our candidates' filings. If you're going to be running for county commissioners, you're going to be running for school boards, there's an April 23rd filing deadline. We got to check into that, find out more about it. We will be talking about it, especially if it involves an August 6th primary election. That's the deadline for August 6th primaries, is April 23rd candidate filing papers. Now, again, this very, I'm sorry, not very intelligent Edward Woods III, he is the chair of the Michigan's Independent Citizens Redistricting Commission, spokesperson as well, said the commission appreciates the court limiting the immediate order, quote unquote, to be focused on the House, noting on Monday that he had submitted proposed mapping dates for the commission's consideration at their special meeting that's coming up on January 11th. Folks, that's tomorrow. In addition, I reached out and left messages with the Southeast Michigan Council of Governments and the City of Detroit, with the Department of Neighborhoods, to request presentations. They're going to engage with the public. He wants to have meetings with the public and explain to them what's going on. Why? The commission will meet the targeted deadline of Friday, February 2nd to propose new maps, and we need input. Meanwhile, in the federal appeals panel, Maloney sits on the U.S. Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, along with Judge Raymond Kethledge and U.S. District Judge Janet Neff. They heard testimony in November from the members, experts, and from the community. They even heard from one commission that was saying that playing dice when drawing up these legislative maps back in 2021 lowered the number of black, they said, of course, African-American voters in large majority black areas of Detroit. The maps were found unconstitutional. They got to redraw them. How is that going to affect our August 6th primary elections? And this is statewide, folks. This is in your counties. For commissioners, school boards, all of these things need to be addressed. School boards, excuse me, not true. They're nonpartisan. They're not involved in the party primary elections of August 6th. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
I am Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, running for U.S. Senate. As a missionary physician who's traveled the world, I've seen refugee crisis. Our open borders are causing a national refugee crisis. The failed Biden administration is paying illegal immigrants to enter our country and bring disease, terrorism, trafficking, inflation, and crime. As your next U.S. Senator, I have the international experience to close our borders and secure our homeland. I'm Dr. Sherry O'Donnell and am prepared to close the floodgates. Paid for by Dr. Sherry for Senate.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at NorthernMichiganRV.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory wheels for the winter. Stop by Royal Tire at 402 West Mitchell Street in Petoskey and order yours today. Don't wait till everybody needs them. Stop into Royal Tire in Petoskey today and beat everyone else. Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. Pistols, rifles, shotguns, they buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers, they don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey.
Seems like yesterday, but it was long ago. Jane, it was lovely. She was the queen of my night. There in the darkness with the radio playing low.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. One of our sponsors, Cliff Tolini of Tolini Farms, the Montana Ancestry Black Angus beef farmer right there in Onaway, supervisor for many years, also now a county commissioner in Presque County. He said, I used to go over our qualified voter files with our clerk as supervisor, notifying her of the dead people and also the ones that we knew moved away. See, that's the key right there. You have a supervisor fully engaged with the clerk at the local lowest level possible. Township supervisor. This could be the mayor of a city, the president of the village, whatever your municipal breakdown is in your community, folks, you need to engage the supervisor, the mayor, the president, whoever's in charge with the clerk's office and clean up the qualified voter file. Maybe this is a group of citizens. You guys can put together a group and say, we're going to clean up our county. We're going to clean up our township. Start there. Go to the next township. Get together as a group, maybe three, four cars, a minimum of two people per car. Spend every Saturday for the first 2 hours from 10 to noon. Every Saturday, we're going to knock on doors. Phyllis says this is all exactly part of the Good Neighbor program that Christina Crammels talked about with the Michigan GOP. Absolutely. And they will be working with county chairs and county parties. We're not doing this as a statewide effort with the state party. We're not relying on that. We're relying on the county information, getting it out to the counties. Everyone has annoying and frustrating experiences with typical government services, dealing with the government, businesses, organizations. You got to understand, when you knock on the door, you've got to break the ice. You've got to do something. You've got to say something that maybe gets their distraction. Your question, your statement is way too long. You don't have enough time to say that. Do you hate calling for help and put on hold, followed by music or being hung up on, dumb music, poor English, resulting in no help? Yeah, that's way too long. Dave says, I would be willing to canvass in Benton Township. There you go. Dave, you know what you just bought yourself? You're going to be the leader of Benton Township. I'm going to challenge you. I'm going to task you with getting a few other concerned citizens to get the qualified voter file from your clerk, Benton, B-E-N-T-O-N, Township Clerk. Get the qualified voter file. Break the list up among 3, 4, 5, 6 of your friends. Meet at the McDonald's. Have coffee. Do whatever you want to do to get organized. Go to your local church. Go to your library. Go to a meeting room. Heck, ask the clerk if you can use the conference room at your township. Have a meeting. Get a bunch of citizens together. Your mission statement? To clean up the qualified voter files in our township. Period. There's your mission statement. Share that mission statement. Get 15, 20 people. Heck, get 50 if you can. Get 10, get 5, whatever number. Here's the list, guys. Who's going to be responsible for these streets over here and these streets over there? Break it up. Make copies. And get people to canvass and verify who lives there, who we show as records of being on the qualified voter files as a registered voter at this address. Is this information accurate? If not, what's wrong with it? Can you help me out, please? We're canvassing. You're not soliciting. You're not absolutely doing anything at all illegal. You have to understand that. So that's the process. If you would need more information, you can text me. I'll be glad to steer you in the right direction. We're going to clean up the files. We're going to knock on the doors and actually identify who the real voters are so we can then get back to them once we know who the candidates are that we're supporting, that we want to be behind, and then we can give out information. And we're going to do this face-to-face, people. This is all part of the plan. I rolled it out on New Year's Day, and this is another step in that process. That's why Vicki and I came down here to Grand Rapids in a snowstorm and waiting for the plow trucks to get out there to get things cleaned up for us, and we're heading back home. So we appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Appreciate all the text messages. Kim, I'm sorry. I know you said not for the record, but I felt your information was too important. I had to share it. And I know that you didn't get offended because I identified you, because you're an activist. You've been part of this for a long time. You've been fighting the good fight. And you need to be recognized for that. So, Dave, again, I'm holding you accountable, sir, to Benton Township. Call me and we'll talk about it on my way home from Grand Rapids. Got a great show lined up for you tomorrow. Actually, great show on Friday, too. So, is that not enough of a tease to go to the website, yourdefendingfathers.com, and click on podcast? I don't know what else I could say. So, greatly appreciate you guys. We're going to head back to the music now. Absolutely. 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan. God willing, we will be back tomorrow. Have a great Wednesday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop. If you are a PIE&G electric customer, call and get on the PIE&G Connect Express today. Call 800-423-6634 to get connected to the best, fastest, most reliable fiber internet connection in northern Michigan. Faster than Frontier, speedier than Sunrise, all at an affordable price. So call them today at 800-423-6634 and get on the PIE&G Connect internet train. All aboard!
Montana Black Angus Beef, raised in Onaway, Michigan. Tolini Farms have been raising their cows by feeding them non-GMO corn, barley, wheat, and alfalfa hay, all grown on their own farm. Taken to Ebel's for processing, aged, standard cut, vacuum sealed, and frozen, ready for immediate delivery directly to you. Call them today at 989-733-2782 for their current $4 per hanging weight pound. Quarters or halves will feed your family for a year. Call them right now at 989-733-2782. 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan.
Your current time is noon.
This is Michigan News Source,
your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan.